In the beginning, I had no idea where I was. I had no idea who you were. I was frightened. You kept me tied up most of the time and didn't let me see your face. But you were nice, of course. You have always been nice to me. You kept me in a nice room, even though the blinds were always closed, of course. Was a bed and a comfy chair right next to it, and a nightstand with water and a lamp and a little plant. Not that I was able to reach the chair or the nightstand. I was tied to the bed, but it still looked nice at least. Still, I was so afraid. I'm just a normal girl. I cried every night. I was so lonely. But you were so kind. You started to sit in the armchair until I was asleep. You would read to me sometimes. You would tell me why you had picked me. Because I seemed perfect to you. Because you desired my body so much you had to own it. No one had ever told me such things before. I started to associate your voice with the way you worshipped me. And you have such a nice voice. In the beginning, I wanted you to spend as much time outside as possible. I was so scared of you. I imagined I could find a way to escape while you were gone. I was so stupid then. I know better now. I started to feel safe when you talked to me. I started to crave your attention, to look forward to falling asleep to your voice. I started to talk to you about my old life, about the ways I had been hurt outside. And you listened. So attentive. So interested in what I had to say. You learned about me. What I liked. And how you could use it to make me happy. You would bring me my favorite food sometimes. Of course, I wasn't allowed to eat too much of it. It was very important to you to keep me in shape as good as the conditions allowed. You bought me nice underwear and dressed me up the way you wanted to see me. Like a precious doll you kept hidden away. You explained to me that all you wanted was to keep me safe, to prevent me from experiencing heartbreak, from being taken advantage of. Recognized how delicate I am, and you are driven by the need to protect me. And I began to understand that. I realized that you only wanted the best for me, and that was all you had ever wanted for me. You never had any bad intentions. You just had to be persuasive. And it took me some time to understand why it was necessary for you to keep me there, tied to a cozy bed, dressed the way we both liked. You began to untie me when you were in the room. I started to trust you, and you rewarded me with placing trust in me, sharing your wishes and thoughts with me. You became the center of my world. You were everything to me. I desired your affection. I soaked up every positive word you said to me. And I began to crave your touch, your body. experienced human touch for such a long time. You started to talk about it as I drifted off to sleep, dear voice. Your voice that made everything sound so tempting. You told me what you wanted me to become. Your personal factoid. My mind and body perfected to get you off. Customized to your specific desires. And you told me about how you wanted to be able to fuck me anytime, so easily, no matter which of my tight little holes you would choose. Oh, how you wanted your cock to slide into my throat and fuck it easily without having to deal with me gagging or struggling. You wanted me to have all these naughty thoughts all the time, so I would always be wet and ready to use. Oh, you told me all these things, but you never touched me. I ached for your touch, so desperately. And then one night, came into my room. I heard you, but I was half asleep still, and I trusted you. You're the only person I can trust. No one else knows me like you do. Ah, you pulled down your pants a little, standing beside the bed, over my no indication of me being awake, except my eyes being open. But it was dark, and I was lying on my side, so I'm not sure you saw. But I saw the shadow-like outlines of your cock as you took it out and began to stroke over my face. Oh, it looked so good. Your fist bumping up and down. Slowly bucking your hips into it as you got more aroused and wanting. It made me so wet to see you like that. To see how much you ached for me. You seemed so controlled all the time. That was the first time I saw you struggle for that control. And then I heard you growl. And I felt some pre-cum dripping onto my cheek. And I moaned. I couldn't take it any longer. Having you tell me all the things you wanted from me, but never actually doing anything. And I began to squirm and wriggle and struggle against my restraints. Not because I wanted to be free. You lost control. All because of me. You went to clean yourself up, but you didn't come back until the morning. You let me take a bath, and you sat on the edge of the tub and cleaned me and told me I was your most precious possession. I love the attention so much. Eventually, you let me have your cock during those nightly visits. I anticipated them. I was so disappointed when you wouldn't come into my room at night. Almost furious. I was lying awake so eager for you to come and let me suck your cock. I would ask you about it when you sat with me and said goodnight. But you never told me before whether you wanted to visit me that night. I had to wait and drool while thinking about your cock. And you helped me to achieve our goals. You trained me. You helped me down on your cock longer and longer until I could take it into my throat. Just how you wanted it. Until you could just let it slide in and fuck my mouth while I moan around your cock. I was so happy when I finally got thanked you for shaping my throat into the perfect little cock sleeve it is now. And you gave me more freedoms. You left me alone in locked rooms without being tied up. You let me go to rooms that weren't the bedroom or the bathroom. I watched you in the kitchen while you made breakfast for me. It was so sweet. Once you sat with me in the garden and let me feel the sun on my face, I hadn't felt it for months. I think I cried when I felt the rays of sunshine on my skin. You used my mouth so hard that night. I've had the bruises in my throat for days. But I was happy. I was so happy to become what you wanted me to be. You were all I had. And I wanted nothing more than to make you happy. The only purpose in my life. Next, you began to train my ass. You started with your fingers and a lot of lube, sometimes when I was in the bath. It was so hard. Only take your finger in the beginning. I was scared of it, but it also felt so good. I came so hard when you fucked me and had your thumb in my tight asshole. One day you came home with a plug and began to ease it into me. You only let me wear it for short periods in the beginning. It was overwhelming. I could barely breathe normally or talk. still having it inside of me. One day you get angry because I asked to be allowed to go outside. And you shoved it in my ass and tied me up to sleep and left me squirming the whole night. You hadn't tied me up in such a long time. I felt my asshole pulsing around the plug all night. I wanted nothing more than to touch and come. I started to grind against the mattress, and I came again and again. I couldn't stop it because no matter I could never stop the pressure. I screamed for you, and you came for me. You were so angry, and you gagged me. I cried for the rest of the night because I had made you so upset. You started to have me perform little tasks. Lock in after a while. Walk across the room, sit in your lap, and I began to crave your cock in my ass. You had barely touched me for days, so again, finally, I begged for it. I begged for your hard cock stretching my ass off. I wanted to feel it. Being impaled on your cock. And when the moment came. Fuck. You are so gentle. Easing your cock into my ass. You took little pauses to let me breathe and accustom to it before shoving it deeper. And you looked at me. Started to fuck me. Fuck my ass. Clenching around your cock, begging for your cum in my ass. Created me. You taught me everything you desired. I became perfect for you. The more you trusted me, the more I could tease you. You tried so hard to stay in control, but you began to lose it more frequently, collapsing on top of me. me and staying there, breathing against me heavily, thanking me for the orgasms I gave you as I tried to recover from the ones you gave me. You began to close your eyes and lean back as I kneeled in front of you and worshipped your cock. You have such a nice cock. It feels so good. You started to fall asleep next to me after you filled me with every last drop of your cum. You watched me make you breakfast now. You started to get lost in me. Your precious fuck toy. The only one in the world who understood you. Who was able to give you what you needed. You had talked about other women in the beginning. How I was supposed to act like them. To be as slutty as them. Look like them. But now, you only talked about me. How you wished every girl was like me. Perfect. You trusted me entirely. You knew how important your pleasure was to me. How I craved make you come. I had so many naughty fantasies about you, and I wanted to try them all. And now we're here. You're the one who's tied up now. Maybe you shouldn't have trusted me after all. You shouldn't have become so comfortable in the bed. Still has those trains tied to the headboard. You shouldn't have fallen asleep while I played with your hair and told you how insatiable I've become. You're not enough for me anymore. I always need more. I'm never satisfied. I'm every man's dream. You turned me into it. So I will walk out now. I will step out of the door. I will feel the sun on my face. And finally breathe the fresh air. I will find so many men who will hunger after me. Want nothing more than to possess me like you did. Who want what you taught me. And maybe one day I will be satisfied.